Mark chapter 2, verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just stop at the beginning of this message and we ask for your help. We pray that the Holy Spirit would teach us, give us the understanding that we need this evening. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we have this story of this miracle of Jesus Christ, and we're introduced to a man who was sick of the palsy, and we're introduced to four of his friends that bring him to Jesus Christ. And so these guys had a problem. One of them was sick, and so they set to work how they were going to fix it, how they were going to deal with this problem. And guys, we tend to be like problem solvers, or at least we try to be problem solvers. When a guy first gets married, they tend to think that every time their wife tells them about a problem or an issue, that their wife wants them to be the hero and fix it, right? And that's what we initially think. We're like, I am the man of the house, right? If my wife comes to me with a problem, I will address it and I will fix it. And then we find out sometimes they just want us to listen, right? They don't want us to really do anything. They don't want our advice. They're not asking for us to tell them what we think they should do or the next step. They just want us to listen, and they just need to talk about it and to speak what's on their mind. They just need to get it out. But guys, we're like, we're going to fix it, right? There is a problem. We'll do something about it. And that's what these guys do, right? We just see them kind of jumping into this whole problem, how they're going to deal with it. And maybe if there was a woman around, they would have told them to do something a little less drastic than open the roof and let the guy down through the roof. You know, they really brute force this solution. They're like, we're going to get this guy to Jesus and we're going through the roof. I thought of a couple other alternatives that I don't know if they tried these or not, but some other possibilities that maybe if they had thought a little longer, they might have come up with. They could wait outside till Jesus was done. You know, I don't know if it was this immediate of a need that they had to be there right now. They maybe could have just said, okay, there's a crowd. He's going to come out at some point. We can just wait outside the door, set the man down on the bed and just wait. They could have asked people to make way and be like, hey, this is an emergency. We need to get this man to Jesus. Could you possibly part? I don't know. Maybe they tried that one. Another option. They could have sent someone into Jesus and said, how about instead of us bringing this whole bed in, one of us will just go in and be like, hey, can you come out and heal this man that's sick of the palsy? I mean, there's other options, but they found a way, right? We credit their determination that they were like, we are going to get our friend in front of Jesus, and we know how we're going to do it. We will hoist him onto the roof, break apart the roof, and lower him down right in front of Jesus Christ. I do wonder, because being guys, right, how many holes they made before they found one right by Jesus. You know, if they measured and then they measured wrong, they're like, boys, we're in the wrong room. Let's make a hole over there. I don't know, but here they are going, we've got a problem. We're going to fix it. We're going to do something about this problem. And I think there's some things we can learn about the whole idea of problem solving for us tonight. Because all of us have problems and we're all looking for solutions, right? We're looking at our problems going, what am I going to do about this? How am I going to handle this? How should I address it? And what I want to find from this account is a plan of attack for us, how we need to go about addressing the problems that we have, how we go about really solving these problems, how to handle them. And we're really going to simplify it tonight, because life's really complicated. Life has a multitude of different problems, and every one of them, even if it's in the same category, they are different in our lives. And so what we're going to do is we're going to kind of just simplify it from this story tonight, and we can attack every problem the same way. And that's what I want us to see tonight. And there's two parts to this plan of attack. The first is we need to have a clear objective. We need to have a very clear objective. And so if you look in verse 3, it says very simply in the beginning of the verse, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. We have to be very clear about what our goal is. When you're playing like a game or something, like a board game, it helps to know what you're doing. It helps to know a bit about the rules and mainly how do you win, Right? What do I have to do in order to win this game? Otherwise, you are just making random moves going, I don't know if this is good or at all. I don't know if this is helping me at all. I don't know if this is bringing me to a winning position or not. I don't know. I'm just making random moves. We need to have be very clear about what the objective is. And these gentlemen, they knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to bring their friend to Jesus Christ. That's what our objective is, right? Our objective is bring my problem to Jesus Christ. You know what our objective isn't? Our objective is not to solve our problems. And that may be where we tend to go wrong, where we are trying to solve our problems, but that's not our objective. Our objective is I bring my problem to Jesus Christ and I leave it with him. I let him take care of my problem in the way that he knows is best. So that is our very clear objective. I'm bringing my problem to Jesus Christ and I am going to leave it with him. And the reason we do that is because he is the only one that can deal with it. He's the only one that can actually solve our problems. It has to be Jesus Christ. They knew that Jesus Christ was the only one that could heal their friend. And I don't know if they had tried doctors. I assume they had tried the medicine of that day. And they had taken steps that they would normally take to deal with illnesses such as these, but it hadn't worked. And they knew where they needed to go. They said, we could do all sorts of things, but what we actually need to do is take him to Jesus. And so they head right to where they knew Jesus Christ was going to be. That's what we need to do. Head right to Jesus Christ with our problem. Because the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. What we can't do, the solutions that we can't find and that we cannot bring about, God can. He knows exactly what needs to be done, and he knows exactly how to do it. And unlike us, God is able to do those things. And there's no problem that's too big for God to solve. There's also no problem too small for God to care about. Right? It doesn't matter if it's big or small. God can handle it, and God cares about every single one. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And it's got the word all in there, that every single care we have, we can bring to God. And you know, we have our children's ministries, and they write, they'll do prayer requests with the kids, and the kids will present their prayer requests for prayer. And maybe there are little things that we go, oh, you know, that's not, as adults, we have far greater problems. But God cares about every single one of those. And they can cast all their cares upon God because he cares about them. And we can take all of our problems, as big or as small as they might be, and cast them upon him. But what God wants is every single care to be cast upon him. He wants the small ones as much as the big ones. He wants us to bring every single problem to him. There is no level where God says, above this difficulty, you bring them to me. Below that, you take care of them. He says, you cast all your care upon me. And I think that's a very convicting thought. Every single care we are supposed to cast upon him. Casting all your care upon him. Because if you're like me, you probably have some that you don't, you're like, I'll just handle them. And we don't even sometimes think to bring them to God. But he says, this is what you do. This is your plan of attack in every single problem. You bring them to me. God says, you bring your problems to me. And how do we do that? We do it through prayer, don't we? It's through prayer. We take all of our burdens to God through prayer. And it has to start with prayer because that's how faith brings problems to God. Without prayer, our problems are just at home sick in bed. And they're just laying in a house apart from Jesus Christ. And so by prayer, we take our problems and we bring them to the throne room of grace. And we say, Lord, I've got these problems. I am concerned about this. I care about these things. And we present them to God by prayer. We bring everything to God. And it always starts with prayer. But as we pray, I think it's important that we also listen. Because prayer is us talking to God. But we need to be listening as well. Because it may be that God wants us to take some action. Just because we bring our problems to the Lord doesn't mean that he doesn't have a part for us in the solution. But we need to make sure that God directs us to be a part of that. Because there are times where God says, all right, there are things I want you to do. There are steps I want you to take, decisions you need to make, things you need to do. And we need to be listening to the Holy Spirit as he prompts us, right? As we're submitted to God and casting our cares upon him, we need to be sensitive to what he puts on our heart to do. that he burdens us to take a step or to do something. We need to be listening to that. But it also may be that as we pray and we listen to God, he puts in our heart just to wait and just to be still and to be silent. And maybe God says, that's what I want you to do, because now's not the time for you to be doing anything. You need to wait. But as we pray, there has to be that sensitivity to, Lord, what would you have me to do? And Lord, I'm okay if you want me to just sit down and be quiet. And I'm also okay if there's things you want me to say, right? Or things you want me to do. But we get to the point of bringing our problems to God, and then we need to stay there. We need to leave our problems with the Lord. And that can be difficult when God tells us to wait, right? When we bring our problems to God and we're like, all right, he's going to want us to jump on it and get to work and start doing things. And we feel like God just wants us to wait, or God doesn't present anything for us to do. He doesn't open any doors. And it's in that waiting that we can get kind of impatient. And we, if you've ever gone fishing with like a little kid who's impatient, they cast it out there, and as soon as like it hits the water, they're reeling it back in because they want to check. And they're constantly, any little motion around that string, they're like, I got a bite, and they reel it right back in. And you're like, you got to wait. You have to just cast it out there and wait. And we're like that with our problems. We cast them on the Lord. And as soon as it hits the water, we're reeling them back in because we're like, there's something there. I've got to do something. And we're casting and reeling constantly. And the Lord says, leave them with me. Just leave our cares with the Lord. And that's not always easy, right? Because we rethink things and we try and do things. And for one day, we've left them with the Lord. And the next day, they're back with us. We have to be in that practice of taking our cares to the Lord, because that's our objective, right? In problem solving, the first step is I take my problems to the Lord and I leave them with him. I cast all my cares upon him because he cares for me. That is our objective. And we have to be clear on this, right? It needs to be a very clear objective for us. We are not trying to solve our own problems. That's not the objective. Our objective is to leave them with Jesus Christ, to bring them to him and leave them with him. So our plan of attack, when we've got an issue and we've got a problem, clear objective, we take it to Jesus Christ. But then there's a second part, and we get this from verse four of our passage. So in verse three, they come unto him. That is their plan. That's their objective. Get this guy to Jesus Christ. Verse four, when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they'd broken it up, they laid down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. The second part is that we have to conquer any obstacles. Conquer any obstacles. Don't let anything stop you from bringing this to Jesus Christ. So right now we're in the middle of, or toward the end of March Madness, and I've only watched one game so far. I watched the UConn girls lose to South Carolina. So I don't know if I was bad luck or something, but watching those basketball games, and watching these players, you really appreciate the skill and the talent that some of them have. You watch them and they're just able to do incredible things with the basketball and make incredible shots. You watch their footwork and like the way they work as part of that team, and you just walk away impressed by the skill and the talent that they have. But then there's other players where you look at them and go, you know what I appreciate about them? That they hustle. That they just work hard. That, you know, like maybe they're not the most talented person on that team, but they've earned a spot because they do not quit. And they are tough, right? They are willing to fight for every single possession. And they are just that, they're the brawler that's out there kind of, you know? And they're willing to take fouls and make fouls, but they're willing to play a scrappy game. And you just appreciate how much they fight for the ball. They're the ones that they're on the ground for every loose ball trying to get it. That's just their game. And you appreciate that sort of player. You appreciate those sort of games where they just fight for every possession, where they don't let anything stop them from their objective. They know what they're trying to do. They're trying to score baskets and win that game, and they'll fight to do it. And we see that in these men, because they didn't get there to the door of this place and go, oh, it's full. Guess we'll go home. You know, we'll turn around and we will just head back where we came. We tried, you know, we gave it our best effort, but things just didn't work out. They don't do that. They're like, we are going to find a way in. And they found the way in of going through the roof, but they were willing to face the obstacles and say, we're not going to let them stop us. We know what we're here to do. Bring our friend before Jesus Christ, and we're not going to let anything stop us from doing that. Their determination, We need to be determined to take our problems to Jesus Christ, because there are things that are going to stand in our way. And I think most of the things that stand in our way come from within us. I think laziness stands in our way sometimes, because it takes spiritual effort to pray, and then it takes spiritual effort to keep praying about things. And sometimes it's, laziness or tiredness or discouragement, but those things often stand in our way from bringing our problems to Jesus Christ. I think independence often stands in our way because we are very prone to handle it ourselves and just set out on our own and say, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to find a way to fix this. And in our independence, instead of bringing our problems to Christ, we keep them for ourselves and try and deal with them because we know what we want to happen and we think we know how to get there. Another one, pride, I think often stands in our way because we don't need help. We can handle it. We don't get help. You know, we're guys and we're tough or whatever, and we can handle things. Often pride will stand in our way. Forgetfulness might stand in our way because we think of other things first. We think about other ways to handle it, or we just have our natural response to things and we just forget that we are supposed to take this to the Lord. Maybe this is more with the small ones than the big ones, but forgetfulness many times is an obstacle that we have to find a way around or fight our way through. Busyness. We're just too busy. We don't get around to praying about it. Maybe it crosses our mind, I need to spend time praying about this. And we just, we don't prioritize it. We don't make the time to spend in prayer like we should for the problems that we have in our life. And it's just, we've got so much going on that praying about this issue it's not a real priority for us. So it just kind of falls by the wayside and we end up just then keeping the problem to ourselves. Impatience might stand in our way because, hey, we did it once and nothing happened. We prayed once and we didn't see God do anything, and we get kind of impatient with God and we want things to happen faster or to get to that resolution quicker. And so in our impatience, we brought it to the Lord once, twice, a few times, but now it's back with us. Just a lot of these different things that come from with us. And we know that we have a flesh within us that's going to battle. That's going to fight us on this. That doesn't want us to take our problems to the Lord. We have a heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We've got that part within us that is going to fight against us casting all our cares upon Him. It's going to give us excuses and it's going to give us reasons to not do it. We need to conquer whatever obstacle stands between us and Jesus and say, I'm going to bring my problems to God. I'm going to be faithful to do it. I'm going to keep doing it. And I think maybe a very practical tip we could pull from this is to get some friends to pray with you, right? I don't know who initiated all of this. Maybe it was the man who was sick who called four friends. I was like, listen, I need your help. Can you help bring me to Jesus Christ? I cannot get there on my own. I need someone to carry me. And I think it'd be very practical for us in our problems to find a couple people and say, hey, will you pray with me about this? To help support you as you continue to bring this problem before the Lord. And we have a church family that's willing to do that. You have friends around you that are willing to do that. But find someone that would, for in those times where you're just discouraged about constantly bringing this problem to the Lord, that they're there to faithfully hold your hand and keep you going. But maybe it wasn't even the one that was sick of the palsy that called the four. Maybe it was one of those four who said to this guy who was sick in bed, they're like, listen, Jesus is here. You need to go see Jesus. Maybe, I don't know. We don't know how it worked, but maybe it was one of them. And maybe tonight you're in a position where you're in a position to challenge someone else to pray about their problems. Maybe it's you know of something in their life and you can go to them and be like, hey, let's make this a matter of prayer. Let's the two of us pray about this and challenge them to take their problem to the Lord and to do what we know we're supposed to do. And just to say, hey, let's pray about it. Just that simple, like, let's just pray about this problem and be that person who can look at someone else and say, let's take your problem to the Lord. We have to do what it takes because the only solution we have is Jesus Christ. He's the one that's going to solve the problems for us. We have to have a clear objective. We have to know what we're trying to do, and that is we're not trying to solve it ourselves. We're trying to bring it to Jesus Christ and leave it with Him. And then we need to be aware of the obstacles that we're going to face and conquer those and say, I'm not going to let anything stand in my way of bringing this to Jesus Christ. And so here's this story. Sick man is brought to Jesus Christ by his friends, and Jesus heals him. That is the end of this story. Verse 5 down through the end, he forgives him of sin, and then he says to him in verse 11, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. But I want to point out one more thing as we close, and that's in verse 1. that again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. You know, it all began when somebody heard the news, and we don't know who it was in this story, but someone heard the news that Jesus was nearby. It was noised abroad that Jesus Christ had come to Capernaum and he was in Capernaum. And it was specifically noised that he was in this house. So the exact location of Jesus Christ was being passed around. Someone heard about it and decided to bring this man to them. And I was thinking about these guys carrying this man, right? And it was probably a kind of heavy, right? To carry this guy to Jesus Christ, even though it was four of them. I don't know that they would have wanted to carry their friend 10 miles to the next town or to the south of Galilee, right? Where like Jesus Christ is 10 miles to the south. Do we want to carry our friend for 10 miles? I don't know if it was possible for them to do that, but here's my point. Jesus was near enough for that friend to get there, for this man to get there, for the four friends to pick him up and carry him to Jesus Christ. Our problems are heavy. Many of the problems that we deal with are a burden to us, and we carry them much further than we need to, and we carry them much longer than we need to. Jesus is always near. We can come boldly to the throne of grace in a moment and take the burdens that are on our shoulders and lay them at the feet of Jesus Christ and let him carry them for us. But there are so many times where we are lugging around these burdens and these problems that Jesus says, I want to take those for you. I want to carry those. And he's right there to handle all of this for us and to take that responsibility from us upon himself and say, trust me with that. I will take care of it. And we can do that. Just leave them at the feet of Jesus Christ. And we don't have to carry them any farther than we need to. In a minute, we're going to sing 317. It's What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But I thought this song goes really well with the message tonight. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Yes. Is there trouble anywhere? Yes, that's the answer to that. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. And I feel like it's not until you read it that you realize how many times that song just says, take it to the Lord in prayer. It's almost like, what don't you understand about this? Like, we'll repeat this as many times as we need to. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's our plan. That is our entire plan of attack when it comes to problems. It's not, how do I fix this? What do I do? It is, I take it to God in prayer. And one last thing, if we look at verse 5, it says, when Jesus saw their faith. Because that's what this plan of attack really is. It's us exercising our faith. That's what this is. Taking it to the Lord in prayer is trusting in God. And it's a faith that can move mountains in God's way and in God's time, where God can do great things for those that simply trust in him. God can do what we can't do. He can do so much, so much more. A portrait of a problem solver. Not because they were the smartest guys, I don't think. Not because they were the strongest guys or the most capable guys, but because they knew what they were supposed to be doing. Because they just had the plan of, we'll get him to Jesus Christ. And they broke down a roof. And I go, I don't know, was that the best way to do it? Maybe not. And maybe if their wives had heard what they were going to do, they would have sat him down and said, let's think about this a little bit. But they did what they were supposed to do. And they found a way to get their friend to Jesus Christ. And that is what we do with all of our problems. And maybe our prayers aren't the most elegant. And maybe they're not the smartest prayers with all the greatest words. But we just take everything to God in prayer and leave it with the one that can solve our problems. Let's close with prayer. Lord, we are so thankful that we serve a God who is greater than all our problems. Lord, there is no problem too great for you. And Lord, we pray that you would encourage us in our faith this evening. Lord, whether it's to pray for the first time about a problem or to pray for what seems to be the millionth time about a problem, Lord, help us to just continually bring them to you and leave them with you. Lord, we pray that you would encourage us to simply pray about every problem in our life. Lord, we thank you for your love for us and for your care. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.